And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Thank you. No?
Dear, what are you doing?
I'm just trying a different intro. I just like to try different things. No, it didn't work, apparently. It is the Earshot 20. We are about to count down the top 10 albums. How about I start that?
I thought a blood vessel broke in here. You just turn the mics on, you sit there silently, and then just look at me. I thought something seriously wrong just happened, that you just had a stroke or a brain aneurysm or a blood vessel broke. I was a little concerned for your well-being.
All right, well, this is the Earshot 20.
Let's never do that again.
No, I won't.
You scared me.
I gave you a little bit of a
fright.
And we're about to count down the top 10 albums starting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Edmond, the infamous prankster, and I'm joined in studio by Brian Cleveland, who is...
You can't give yourself nicknames.
The pranky.
No one... You aren't allowed to give yourself nicknames.
No? All right. And these charts come from, as I said, earshot-online.com, and they are for the week ending Tuesday, October 1st, 2013. Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
Check it out. Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every single week at earshot-online.com, and you can find the entire national top 50, from which we play selections of the top 20 over the 2 hours of the program. And as Anthony mentioned, we're about to delve into the top 10. As well, keep it together, Anthony.
I can't.
This is out of control. This is a professional radio program nationally syndicated across Canada, and you're out of control. As well, you can find the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations every single week. And thank you to 32 stations submitting their charts this week. Other published charts include weekly genre reports such as electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 cantans. You can also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more. As you can hear, there's loads to do, so go check it out, earshot-online.com.
Speedy Gonzalez over there.
And the radio station, this radio program, wouldn't exist without this fine website. So
without that website, that's true.
And the National Campus and Community Radio Association that founded it.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Brian. If you want to reach out to us, I don't know what's happened.
And we're time to announce our new, brand new contest, talent search for a new
host altogether. Two brand new people.
Any radio station wants to take over this program, be the host station. You can get some professional folks in here. Stuff like this won't happen.
And here's how you can contact us. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook. And @earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out. And if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we'll give you a feature on this show. And we do that every once in a while throughout the charts. We'd like to throw in a little bit of extra, and we'll do that for you. So make sure that you contact us. Coming up in the next hour, you're going to get the top 10. Brian's going to give you the lowdown in a little bit, and we're going to hear from Odario Williams from Grand Analog talking about their album that dropped in August and finding out what's going on with their band. So you're going to hear all about that, but first, we're going to kick it off with number 10.
At number 10, all the way up from 40, it's Deer Tick. Their latest is called Negativity, and you're going to hear a track called In Our Time. After that, you're going to hear from Franz Ferdinand at number 9, up from number 15, and their newest record's called Right Thoughts, Right Words, Right Action, and you're going to hear a track called Love Illumination. Stay tuned.
I'm positive everybody's going to love this next one.
All right.
Oh, you like that?
No, the next song after that's called Love Illumination, not this song.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's Earshot 20.
Number 10. Now that we're older,
of you. While you're looking for somebody, we're all looking for somebody. We're all looking for somebody to love. Sweet love, illumination. Sweet, sweet love, elevation. Outside fresh, out of the side, but inside.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Love Illumination by Franz Ferdinand there at number 9 this week, up from number 15. And that's also from their brand new record on Domino Records, Right Thoughts, Right Words, Right Action. Before that, you heard at number 10, up from 40, a track from Deer Take's latest Negativity called In Our Time.
If you're just tuning in, it's Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums now into the top 10 of the national charts, earshot-online.com. That's where you can find them. Check out that website. It's really great. All right, we're going to move along and continue the countdown now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 8, and you're going to hear very soon from Odaria Williams of Grand Analog, so stick around for that.
Following two spots this week, you're going to hear from Royal Canoe and their newest records called Today We're Believers. Here's a track called Light.
It's the Earshot 20.
Number 8.
Do we have time to learn the syllables born on our tongues and left for the air? Let's save them back enough. Let's save them back enough. Let's save them back enough. Let's save them back. Make them hold on. Make them hold on. Make them hold on. Make them hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Make them hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Make them hold on. Hold on.
That was Royal Canoe holding down the number 8 spot on the charts this week. If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20, and we're counting down the 20 biggest albums from earshot-online.com. We're taking a break from the countdown as we head to the phone to chat with Odaria Williams of Canadian hip-hop group Grand Analog, who released their third album, Modern Thunder, in August. Odaria, it's good to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So this being your third record, what's different this time around, musically, stylistically, or otherwise? What's changed?
In my opinion, by the time you're in your third record, you should know what your sound is. You know, you have two options. You're either going to continue with the sound that you have and mature that, or try something completely different, you know, just because you're an artist and you can. But I think what we wanted to do this time around was just mature into our own sound. We always approached making music, you know, like a clean slate, you know, not trying to beat what we've done before. For some artists, the worst thing is when you're out somewhere and then someone basically tells you, yeah, well, you know what? I liked your first album the best. I love your first album. That's so good. And they don't realize what you're saying to you, you know, like, you know, they don't realize that they're saying, okay, so you don't like the second album? Is that what you're saying? So when you're on your third one, I think the last thing you want to do is try and beat what your fans liked and what the things about those things that your fans like. You just got to go in like a child with a clean slate.
And so what was the recording process like for Modern Thunder?
What I did this time around went sonically first. Like, you know, we're not singer-songwriters in the sense that you sit with a guitar or with a piano and you try and work a lyric into a melody. With this project, we did it in the reverse. I wanted to hear some grooves first and then have that define what the song's going to be about. So, like Heart of the Lonely Hunter, for example, we just were working on music, just working on different sounds and styles. And as it was progressing, somewhere along that, I wanted the music to tell the story or the music to tell me what the story is going to be. So that's pretty much how all the songs came about. That's why all the songs sound so different.
And is there a theme to Modern Thunder, or is it more of just a collection of great music that you wanted to share with fans?
The name, it's a play on words, kind of, you know, Modern Thunder being a take on all things classic. If you listen to all the sounds on the record, you know, you'll have some classic house stuff, Afro beats, golden era 90s hip hop sounds on there. And those will always be timeless sounds. So we wanted to use timeless sounds and put a modern spin on it. And the other reason why we called it Modern Thunder is because, you know, people who know Grand Analog know that we use a lot of reggae influences and dub influences in our music. So a lot of those reggae dub cats from the 70s, they always use terms like, you know, lightning and thunder, fire and brimstone. You know, you'll always hear those kind of things, and I always love the word thunder, so I implemented it in that. It's better than calling it modern brimstone. I like to, you know, modern thunder has a better twist to it.
For sure. All right, more with Odario. In a few, we'll jump back into the charts and up four spots this week to number 7 is B.A. Johnston with his latest Mission Accomplished. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 7.
1,000 degrees, don't want to go outside. I'm going to sit indoors. I'm going to shred Coors Light. I got the Sega turned on. Sonic, he runs wild. I love that hedgehog and his super fast style. You might think that I'm a waste of skin with all my Sega and day drinking. But your judgment, I don't mind as long as the Coors Light's cold certified. Am I a waste of skin? What waste of skin? Yes, waste of skin. 'Cause I am drunk and I'm still day drinking. Mountains on the beard, a turning blue means little Coors Light. I'm gonna shred you. The knives on the stove, they glow in red. Gonna smoke hot knives until my brain is dead. I think I'm in the mood for romance. Too bad chicks don't dig my Florida Panther sweatpants. Hungry, I could use a bite. Microwave pizza pocket in no time. Oh, I'm a waste of skin. What waste of skin? Yes, waste of skin. 'Cause I am drunk and I'm still day drinking. Waste of skin, waste of skin, waste of skin. Oh, I am drunk and I'm still day drinking.
That was B.A. Johnson sitting in the number 7 spot this week on the National Countdown. And still on the line with us is Odario Williams of Grand Analog. And so you guys are on the road right now getting in some live shows. How are things going with that? Do you find the audiences are quite receptive to your new work, to the new songs from the album?
Yeah, you know, we took some time since the last one. It's been about 3 years. So it's funny the way the world works today. It's almost like a starting over. But that's not a bad thing. You know, we'll be out doing shows and there'll be people that never heard of us before, but are embracing the music and want to get to know about the band and think we're a brand new band, you know, and then there I am standing there going, well, do I continue to let them think we're a brand new band or tell them that we've been around for years? You know, it's either you keep the practical joke going or you let the truth out. But it's kind of like a starting over all over again. We're definitely not going to take 3 to 4 years to make the next one, that's for sure. We've already started working on stuff. Because we're back on a roll again. So, yeah, it's cool. It's great to be performing live and doing what we do best.
And I guess that could happen when you're talking about recording it and doing a clean slate every time you decide to go out and do a record. That could happen where people who aren't familiar with your music could think you're a new band, and maybe that's not a bad thing when you're attracting new listeners to your music.
Yeah, it's true. You know, the world is moving so quickly that if you take a little bit of a break, you have to be prepared to start all over again. It's just the way it is, instead of riding some kind of momentum. But I also feel that that stands more in popular music, you know, urban music and just, you know, that kind of thing. You know, like, if you take an artist like Hayden, for example, I just had this conversation, so Hayden's pretty much in my mind right now. Hayden can take 5 years between a record just because he wants to, because he can, because he has a kid, because he doesn't feel like writing. And he has such a loyal fan base that they'll wait that 5 years for the next record. And what I admire about that is that he's not playing any games, he's not playing any hype, he's not feeding in any marketing strategies. And I realize that, you know, hip-hop music and urban music is at the height of the games and the marketing strategies and the, you know, and whatnot. And I'm bringing this up because I've had such a deep conversation about this recently. And it's nice to kind of sit in the middle where you have devoted fans who just let you do what you do and you don't have to play into that. But at the same time, we're hip hop groups. So sometimes we have to play into that. You know, it's this mind game. You don't want to be a musician. I'll tell you that right now.
Nature of the business for sure.
Yeah.
And so in terms of what's next for Grand Analog, you said you've been doing some writing. Is there definitely plans of recording then in the future as well?
So we have some very cool announcements to make soon. So I can't tell you yet, but they're pretty good, and it will get us on the road as well very soon. So while being on the road, somehow we're going to keep the writing going because I think that's important, and especially when you finally get into a flow and you get some new music out. The last thing you want to do is just not write. So we're back to the writing, but the challenge is to write between being on the road or on being on the road, which means no whiskey, no Jack Daniels. No.
Just keep
maybe
it clean.
A glass of red wine every night.
All right. Well, if you want to check out more from Grand Analog, head to grandanalog.com. It's got everything from shows to music and social media, and I'm sure that is one of the places where you can find out these special announcements when they're announced, so check that out.
Yeah.
Oderio, thanks for hanging out with us and chatting about the new record.
Yes, thanks for having me, man, and I'm glad it's charting well.
Here they are in an Earshot Extra spot this week. It's Grand Analog on the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra.
Every time I look around, I think to myself, everybody's got something to say. Every time I look around, I think to myself, I see people being people every day. Some people get it poppin', some people leave empty-handed like they're window shopping. We analog relics, punk rock aesthetic. We think it's these, best believe we got funkadelic. I'm on the hip-hop, I come from planet rock. I come from places that test your patience and beating heart. Not a greeting card, a misleading start. It's like a cause, but you don't know what you're fighting for. I'm out of light and exciting, so I'm inviting y'all to run away with the titans, it's an adventure. I'm not a technical digital individual. I keep it old school like Bogle in the dance hall. A bam bam, yes, a grand band trailer load. Men are coming, a going, I'm great aerial. So much material you cannot use for the skies. You cannot leave the day to die by the wayside. Every time I look around, I think to myself, everybody's got something to say. Every time I look around, I think to myself, I see people being people every day. Some people got their mind on ease. Some people got their love in abundance. Some people got a problem with me. You've got chances, but only one dance. It's imperative that your character gets free. I've got antics, a reckless romantic. I live it out based on true fantasies. You think I'm loopy, you bet your bottom ruby, huh? You cannot tamper with the ties that bind. It messes with your mind, believe it comes together, so you cannot leave the day to die by the wayside. Every time I look around, I think to myself, everybody's got something to say. Every time I look around, I think to myself, I see people being people every day. Every time I look around, I think to myself, everybody's got something to say. Every time I look around, I see people being people every day.
Denman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 6.
There is darkness in every part of the world, from the poorest of children to the richest of mortals. Endless darkness hiding more than it shows. This endless darkness never seems to grow in my soul, in my soul, in my soul, in my soul, yeah, in my soul, in my soul, in my soul.
It's the Earshot 20.
And from the brand new King Con and the Shrines record, Idle No More, at number 6, falling 2 spots this week, that was a track called Darkness. Before that, you heard from Grand Analog People. That's from their newest record, Modern Thunder, which is not currently on the charts, but thank you so much to Odario Williams for chatting with us this week. And before that, you heard from B.A. Johnston. He's sitting at number 7 this week, up from number 11. The latest record is called Mission Accomplished, and you called Certified Cold is the way to go.
It definitely is. Yes, a big thanks to Odario Williams for joining us on the program. Good to talk with him, and good to find out what's going on with them. All right, another, I get a little, I feel like I have to share this because I find this quite entertaining. you know, between in the in-between, there's always things that happen in the booth that are very exciting that no one ever gets to take part in. And I'll, as weird as this might be, Candy Crush is something that happens right here in this booth, and a significant level break was just made seconds before we came on.
This makes it sound so incredibly unprofessional. That no, when you're hearing music play, we're sitting here methodically planning out the hours of work that goes into this program. Don't know you're not supporting me here. There is no goofing around. Certainly no silly smartphone games happening.
So anyway, Candy Crush,
professional radio programming,
and it was a beautiful level win. That's all I'll say about it, but it was really good. Okay.
I mean, there is actually a lot of things that are happening here. There's lots of pen marks all over my paper that Anthony made to tell us things that have to happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, then sometimes we play long songs and you got to find ways to...
to just kill the time,
and I
right?
can't talk to Anthony during the breaks because they got to save all that for now.
Like, got to save it for the now. And one of those breaks is coming up right now because we're going to give you another segment for this show. And Brian is going to let you know what is entering the charts this week, but not into the top 20. You'll probably hear from them in a little bit, though, because they normally make their way up. And it we call this segment...
It's the Lowdown on the Airshot 20.
Lots of debuts this week on top of the debuts of number 14 and 15 of the Sadies and MGMT this week, which we talked about earlier in the first hour of the program. At number 48, Winnipeg pop rock outfit Federal Lights releases their debut record, We Were Found in the Fog, through Aporia Records. At number 45, Calgary's Lab Coast release another record of short, hooky, guitar-laden songs, calling it Walking on Air, and that's out on Mammoth Cave Recording Company. At number 44, Halifax bass rockers Billy Dre and the Poor Boys released their debut album with the very East Coast title Garlic Fingers. And number, it's really great.
I like that one.
And actually, if you open up the case, the CD is shaped
like garlic
fingers.
I
mean, of course, or it's all CDs are shaped like garlic fingers, but it actually has a printing on it of a garlic finger. It's a pretty cool CD. So definitely go check that out if they're in your area. Number 38, Misha and the Spanx, garage rocking Calgarian duo, released their Ian Blurton produced latest album, Girls Like Wolves. At number 37, Philadelphia psych pop outfit Dr. Dog are back with album number 8, B Room. At number 35, Edmonton four piece Ghost Cousin released their debut full length recording, Scotland on Old Ugly. At number 31, The Electric Company is the second studio album from American R&B and soul musician Janelle Monáe and consists of the fourth and fifth installments of her seven-part Metropolis concept series. At number 26, Guelph garage rock duo Esther Gray have mailed out Collected Works, a collection of all previous singles and recordings to campus community radio stations. At number 24, indie folk band The Paper Kites from Melbourne released debut album States. And finally, number 22, The Bones of What You Believe is the much-anticipated debut full-length from Glasgow-based synth-pop trio Churches.
All right, thanks for that, Brian. We're going to continue the charts now. Moving on to number 5, and we are into the top 5. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up.
You're going to hear Body Parts by The Pack AD. That's from their new Some Songs EP at number 5, up from 7.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 5.
You're such a freak. You're such a freak. You're such a freak. You're such a freak. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
Because we're religion. For a minute, I bought it.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was the Darcys with a brand new track called Pretty Girls off of their new record Warring at number 4, rising all the way from number 14 and down from number 1 after a few weeks. It's Braids. We're going to hear right after this, and a track called Girl, and that is from their record Flourish Parish. But also before the Darcys, you heard from the Pack AD with a track called Body Parts from the Some Songs EP at number 5 for number 7.
Everything just went downhill for you there, didn't it?
I was fine. You couldn't keep together.
I know. I have a hard time. 3 more tracks to bring you before this hour is up, and we have completed another countdown. And so we're going to do that now. And as Brian said, coming up next, it's Braid. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 3.
Carpet up once more. No need to keep it down. It is all the trouble that you always keep. Why can I not be?
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Armies of them who once played in a band and wasted it complaining like a trust fund kid, paying you to play here while they hate you because of it. Say I'm lucky to be here, but I've been driving for 21 days. Oh, 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 oh. What's that nasty sound? E-brake drags the ground. God, if you only knew what my candid fist could do. The curtain's closing in from all directions. Just answer my question. Perhaps it's best if I continue starring me as you. Me as you. Starring me as you. Me as you. And there you are, at the edge of the world. Dangling with my heart a-pounding above a gulf of hamstrung promises. You sang like auld lang syne. You wanted it so badly that you believed them at the time. Every fashion's flame, every jet plane lie, every second helping of that off-ramp fame. We die a little, you're right. I'm from nowhere. I'm from nowhere, right?
It's the Earshot 20.
And from her brand new record this week at number one, Displacing Braids, it is Nico Case with The Worse Things Get, The Harder I Fight, The Harder I Fight, The More I Love You, and a track called I'm From Nowhere. Before that, you heard Said the Whale and their new record, Hawaii, jumps all the way up to number two from number 10, and you heard a track called Mother. And then before that, you heard last week's number one, the number one for several weeks. It was Braids. Their newest record's called Flourish Parish. And we started that set off with a track called Girl.
And just like that, another countdown done for this week. Thank you very much for listening. And if you're wondering what you're listening to, it is Canada's countdown show for alternative radio. I'm Anthony Edmond, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland. And each week, we count down the top 20 albums from earshot-online.com. We record and broadcast live out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio voice. We are also carried on a number of campus, community, and online stations. And we thank those partners for airing us as well. If you want to hear any part of this program or previous programs again, head to radio4all.net, that's radio4all.net, to download the show, and you can also podcast us on iTunes. Stick around because there's a lot more great programming on the way. We'll see you next week. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.